podcasting from the Bay Area today. I moved up here. You know, I've been in Santa Barbara for many, many years, like so many. And now I'm up here and it's kind of funny. I don't really have my studio set up here, but I'm in my mom's house. This is so funny. And I've got my laptop kind of juggling and, you know, just it's kind of funny how I'm looking right now, but it's fun to be up here. It's been a big move for me. Lots of changes going on. I really appreciate you tuning into the Dish with Nancy Newcomer today. We're going to talk about 6 time-saving tips for dinner prep. Also have a great crock pot recipe to share with you today. So we're going to talk about all of that. And I just want to catch up with you guys. It's been a few weeks since I've been with you guys. I've had a lot of encore shows because I've been moving, packing up, and getting up here. But it's been quite a busy time. And certainly I did a huge evaluation of really what I wanted to keep in my life and what I wanted to get rid of as far as material things. And it was enlightening to me how much crap I had in my kitchen. You know, I had like 4 lemon juicers and 3 blenders and about a million cutting boards. It's like, okay, it's time to simplify. And that's what I did. I really thinned out a lot of stuff and did the whole yard sale thing and Craigslist. And it was, wow, it was a lot to do to empty the whole house. But it was really, I don't know, feels very liberating, feels free. So I really pared down things into the things that I really wanted, not only in my kitchen, but just in the rest of my life. So, you know, it takes a move to get you organized. You know, we all have these plans to get simplified and get rid of stuff. But when you have to really get rid of stuff, moving is a good thing. So anyway, really excited to be back up in the Bay Area. I've been here for about 11 days. And, you know, I shared with you guys that my dad passed away a couple of months ago. So I'm up here helping my mom for a while and just kind of getting my bearings here. And said a lot of goodbyes in Santa Barbara, but I will be back there a lot. I'm doing a lot of work still in Santa Barbara. And I really appreciate all the friends that helped me out and helped me facilitate this move. It was quite a village that helped me. I'll tell you that right now. So anyway, just getting settled in here. What was kind of fun before I moved? Well, it's fun. It was a little bit hairy at the time. After I moved out of my house, 2 days later, I had to do a photo shoot for Santa Barbara Dining and Destinations. And they've got a great website and they have a great print magazine. And I'm in, I usually do the recipes. Actually, I always do the recipes. I've been doing it for, I think, about 4 years now. And I had to do a photo shoot and cook, but I didn't have a kitchen. So there were 8 days where I call it my couch surfing days, but I really had beautiful bedrooms and different friends' houses. And one friend lent me her kitchen to do all my prep. And then I had to cart it all over in my car to another location for the photo shoot. So it was kind of crazy, but it was a lot of fun. And in the next few weeks, I'll get these recipes up for you guys. I did a horchata. I don't know if you've ever had that drink. It's made from rice and it's Mexican, but I have a little twist on it. It's a spiked horchata. And it was a beautiful photo shoot with all the ingredients. And I love working with Matt Daka. He's the photographer that I always use. Actually, the magazine uses. And he's so talented. I feel so privileged to work with him. So we did the horchata and also a red lentil soup. Had a great time doing that, but it was kind of funny. I had boxes and bags and all this stuff I had to cart in. So it was kind of a marathon getting it all done. But finally, after the shoot, I had a few days and then headed up to the Bay Area. So here I am and really ready to go, starting a new life up here. And, you know, I grew up here, and what's been fun for me is to reconnect with a few people and also discover so many new things that are available in the food world up in San Francisco. You know, there's so much here in San Francisco and Berkeley and Oakland. That's sort of the area that I'm concentrating on. And I'm thrilled to be able to have access to so many great ingredients and the markets. And it's going to be a fun new exploration for me up here. And I hope to share a lot of that with you guys. Have you guys connected with me? I want to make sure that you know that you can catch and actually print out a lot of the recipes I talk about right here on the Dish with Nancy Newcomer. You can go to my website, nancynewcomer.com. And when it pulls up, it says Back to the Kitchen, which is my original blog from Facebook. So that's where you can access a whole bunch of my stuff, including the links to Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So I want to make sure that you're always in touch. I love hearing from you guys and what you want to hear about, and just get a dialogue going. You know, that's what it's all about. So, okay, well, it's changing. The seasons are changing. It's still hot. It's still summer. A lot of kids have gotten back to school. A lot of you guys are getting in your last minute vacations and then back to work, back from vacation. And, you know, even though it's still a summer month, we're heading into the fall. And with that, I know people like to hunker down a little bit. They want to get more into a routine, especially, you know, if you're working and you have kids. And sometimes it's difficult to do a home-cooked dinner. I know a lot of people are tempted to go out and or do takeout or buy fast food. And, you know, I figure if you're listening, you're into cooking, or you at least want to be inspired to cook. So that's what we're here for. And, you know, there are ways to make dinner fun and not as crazy. And you need to slow down a little bit. That's okay too. Sometimes it takes a little planning, but I did want to share with you these tips because I would really like you to be inspired and feel relaxed when you're cooking. So here's a few things that I definitely think will help you out, so you're not so frantic while you're pulling together a last minute meal. First of all, okay, we're going to do 6 time saving tips for dinner prep. First one, and I've shared this before, so maybe I'm a broken record, but it's cook once, eat twice. I'm really a big fan of this one. Now, if you're already cooking and you're dirtying up the kitchen, you can cook a double portion, okay? You can always eat it for dinner the next night or freeze it for another meal. It really doesn't take a lot more to do that. And it's really wonderful to have that food to take to work, to lunch, because that's going to keep you eating better and healthier. So I really think that this is a wonderful thing. You can use those leftovers also for a family buffet night if you want. Kids really like this. You can set it up like you're going to a restaurant and set up the line and kids can go through. I mean, it's kind of a little dorky, but kind of fun. and it just makes for a nice family meal, but also some great leftovers and some time to save. You know, we all need that precious time when we're trying to get it all together. The second one, and this is seems like maybe it, I don't know, this may sound a little weird to you, but I like to pre-cook meat and poultry and freeze it. Now, this sort of falls into that same category of cooking once and eating twice. But truly, like if you are barbecuing, or if you're doing something in a crock pot, or if you're just getting a larger portion of meat, especially if you shop at places like Costco or places where you can shop cheaper in bulk, it's really great to cook more at once. And obviously, you don't want it to spoil. You want to save money. You can cook the meat or poultry and freeze it. And what I find very helpful is to measure it into 1 cup portions. Okay, if you do that, makes it easier for cooking a future meal. Really, this comes in handy when you are making soups and stews, casseroles, spaghetti, tacos, fajitas, all of that stuff. So you can do this with leftover meat from dinner too. If you made chicken or you had steak or whatever, maybe you had a pork tenderloin, instead of giving it to the dog or putting it in the fridge and letting it grow mold, we all have that container, that mysterious container in the back of our fridge. Instead of doing that, it's a great habit to get into, sticking it in a Ziploc bag, and if you can label it, better. I'm kind of bad at labeling. It's like the mystery meat. I'm pretty good at knowing what's in my freezer, but I do recommend labeling it. And the great thing about it is it prevents waste and it saves a lot of money. Number three, this is one of my favorites. Use your crock pot. You know, I don't know why people call them slow cookers now. Slow cooker, the crock pot, whatever you want to call it. Do you have one of those old ones that your mom gave you stuck in the closet? Did you get one for a wedding gift and you haven't dusted it off in a while? Well, you've got to break that baby out, okay? There's so many great meals to make in the crock pot. And, you know, the best thing about all this new technology and modern life is you can just Google best crock pot recipes ever, simple crock pot recipes. Just get it, get some crock pot recipes that you want to try and just do it. A lot of people say they want to do it and they never do it, but you know, it's definitely well worth it because you can save a lot of time. And there's a recipe that I really, really love. And you might know her because she's been a guest on the show. Allie Phillips, Dr. Alice Phillips, has Allie's Kitchen, What's for Dinner, Allie's Kitchen. And she has one of my favorite recipes. And you know why? Because it is so, so simple. Okay. And it only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ingredients. And you can't believe how easy this is. So Allie's crockpot recipe, I'm going to just share it with you on the air. I'm also going to post it on my website at nancynewcomer.com. You can also find it at allieskitchen.com. It's called Picante Chicken Tinga, and it's so easy. You can't believe it. Okay, here we go. 3 pounds of chicken. Now, she suggests using 2 thighs with the bone in and 3 chicken breast boneless fillets. Okay, so 2 thighs, 3 chicken breasts. So 3 pounds of chicken, 1 jar of medium salsa, 1 cup water, 2 teaspoons cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, and 1 can of diced green chilies. Okay, that's it. Okay, let me run that down for you again. 3 pounds of chicken, 1 jar of medium salsa, medium spice, 1 cup of water, 2 teaspoons cumin, 1/2 teaspoon salt, sea salt, and 1 can of green chilies. Seriously, that is so easy. You could have all this stuff in your pantry or in your freezer, okay? You need to put all the ingredients in your crock pot except for the chilies, okay? So we're talking about the chicken, the water, the salsa, the cumin, and the sea salt. That's it. Throw all of that in the crock pot. And you can cook it on high for 3 hours, okay? And she suggests that you check on it a couple of times to blend it and stir it. And after 3 or 3.5 hours, the chicken will be tender and can, you know, be shredded with a fork, okay? And you can use tongs to remove the skin and the bones from the thighs. And then at that point, once you kind of mix it all up, you add the can of chilies and stir that in, because apparently, if you add the chilies too soon, they'll just be kind of mushy. So you got to watch that. And really, that's it. Seriously, that's it. That's all. And her picture is great, by the way, of this. It looks like pulled pork, basically. And you can serve this over rice. You can serve it with beans. You could pull it out with tongs and kind of get a lot of the moisture out and just roll it up in a burrito, a tortilla. You could also make it like a pulled pork sandwich and put it in a bun. But it's picante chicken tinga. This is super healthy and really great. And, you know, I'm always experimenting with things, and I'm thinking that this recipe has a lot of potential. You could play around with it a lot with different spices, but the simplicity is great. And so I wanted to, you know, share that with you. It's alleyskitchen.com, picante chicken tinga, and it is posted on my website at nancynewcomer.com. So you can grab it there, and I'll have a link back to Allie so you can check out what she does. She has been a guest on my show several times. And what I love about Allie is that her food is so, it feels very homespun, you know, very homey, very comfort food. You know, she calls her brand Bohemian Bold. I like that. So check it out, Allie's Kitchen. And I did talk to Allie yesterday, and I said, Allie, I want to share your chicken about picante chicken tinga. And she said, oh, my love in a pot. And that's what it is. So use that crock pot. If you try that recipe, let me know how you like it. It really is fun to come home at night and walk through the door and smell that dinner cooking. I'm very excited about the crock pot and the slow cooker. It always feels like magic to me. So if you guys find anything great that you like to cook in the crock pot, please let me know. I have a crock pot applesauce as well, and stuffed bell peppers that I do in the crock pot. Those are also available at nancynewcomer.com, but always looking for fun ideas. Okay, back to our 6 time saving tips for dinner prep. Ice cube trays are not just for ice. Now, those of you who have followed me, I may sound like a broken record with this, but you can save a lot of money and future cooking time by freezing leftover minced garlic, fresh herbs, lemon juice, chicken or veggie stock in a good old-fashioned ice cube tray. After the cubes are frozen, you can stick them in a labeled Ziploc freezer bag for future use. And I can't tell you how much chicken stock I used to let go to waste before I started doing this. These cubes are perfect for future dinner prep. They're super handy. I call them my flavor cubes. I've done videos that have included these. And I will say, at Sur La Table, I bought these really great silicone ice cube trays, and I have different size ones, but the ones that I really like are the 1 by 1 inch. They just look like classic cubes, and you can chop up the fresh herbs and freeze them with olive oil in different kinds of sauces or lemon juice. And when I go to the farmer's market, I buy bunches of fresh herbs. And you may have some in your garden if you've been growing them at home in pots or out in your garden. You don't want all that to go to waste. I'm telling you, when you buy those big bundles at the store, you're always wasting it, or it goes right back into the green waste or the compost pile, and it just is a heartbreak to me. So I want you to save money, and I want you to have these little flavor cubes, because they're perfect to throw in while you're sauteing vegetables or if you're making some kind of rice or quinoa. Fabulous way to go. So ice cube trays are not just for ice. Those are the flavor cubes. Okay, number 5. Foil is your friend. Do you remember those old commercials? I think it was Reynolds Wrap, where, you know, they had the ladies. I think they were always making that chicken, like shake and bake chicken, or, you know, that chicken that was coated in the cornflake crumbs, and they put it on the tray. And then they do one with foil, and then, you know, then you had to just rip off the foil, and then your tray was clean and you didn't have to scrub. Well, this is true. I still have that commercial in my head. Anyway, you can save tons of cleanup time by simply lining your roasting pans with foil. Okay. Now I should add that parchment paper is also really great, especially if you're roasting vegetables. So foil is your friend. So is parchment paper. Parchment paper is your pal. Foil is your friend. Okay. Whenever I'm making pork tenderloin or roast vegetables, I always put a layer of foil over the pan before I put my food in. Now, after cooking, you simply lift the foil up, and throw it in the trash or the recycle. You may have a little bit of washing to do. You know, there's a little bit of grease or oil that could come through there, but at least you won't have to let your pans soak overnight in the kitchen sink. So that's a really, really helpful tip. And I like that. I like that saving time, because who wants to be dealing with those nasty dishes soaking in the soapy water? It is not good. Okay, the last tip is clean as you cook. A lot of people talk about this. Now, I have to admit, I do this 50% of the time, because sometimes when I'm into it, I'm way into it, and I like to really mess up my kitchen. Almost, I sort of take pride in that, and it's not really a good thing. When I'm by myself, that's probably a better thing. But if you are cooking for a family and you have kids, you got to deal with homework, or just want to relax and watch House of Cards, you want to get that kitchen cleaned up, well, clean as you cook, okay? My OCD friends will appreciate this. Okay, once you've dirtied a dish, rinse it out and stick it in the dishwasher. Okay, this is while you're cooking. If you're done with the chopping, wash up the knives and put them away. If you spill on your counter, wipe it up. Okay, have a rag or a paper towel there. And then this one is the good tip. Designate a large bowl for kitchen garbage, including wrappers, trimmings, scraps of food. And I will say, up here in the Bay Area, with their green waste and their recycle program, they give you a nice little bucket that fits right on your counter. And I've been chopping and peeling and sticking everything directly in there, and then it goes back into the green waste. And hopefully you have that program going on in your city. If you don't, maybe you have compost. I used to do compost in Santa Barbara for my garden. It's just a really helpful way to keep things clean and also, you know, not be wasteful. Now, as you're cooking, throw everything in that bowl or the bucket, and so it's not in your way while you're cooking. And this will keep your mind clearer as you cook, and it'll make it easier for after dinner cleanup. And remember that you have kids. Not everybody. My kids are grown. They're nowhere to be found. Actually, they are. They're living their own lives very well. I'm not sure if they are following these rules, but but if you have kids, they can help you clean up, and it really is a great way to bring the family together. And I'm really keeping all of this in mind for those of you who are really trying to get back into a routine after the summer, back to school, and all of that. So those are my 6 time-saving tips for dinner prep. If you'd like a reminder of these tips and you want to print them out, you can go to nancynewcomer.com, go to the search, and type in 6 time-saving tips for dinner prep, okay? And if you want that great picante chicken tinga recipe, you can go to nancynewcomer.com as well, or allieskitchen.com, and I will have the links for Allie as well. I really want to thank you for listening. It's been kind of a crazy last few weeks, and I'm getting settled back in. I'm working on getting some new guests to the show with A Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Some fun people coming back on the air. We are going to talk with Rob Greenfield again. I think you remember him from last fall. He is the environmentalist activist dude that has traveled all over the world and has found wasted food in dumpsters. And he's been doing the dumpster diving and exposing the food waste in America. He is also part of the tiny house movement. He lives in the tiniest house you've ever seen. And he's been all over the media, all over the news. He's always inspiring. I really love Rob. So we're going to talk with him, I believe next week or the week after. And we're going to also have Jerry James Stone back on the air. He's the vegan food blogger who I just adore. He's lots of fun. So those guys are coming our way, and look forward to that. And I really appreciate you listening to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer, now up in the Bay Area, but you know, I'll be back in Santa Barbara. I'm going to Santa Barbara in a couple weeks. So back and forth, love to hear from you. Make sure you check out The Dish with Nancy Newcomer weekly, and share the podcast. Check out the last shows. And please share the shows with your friends. Always do that on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. I want you guys to be connected with me there. Please find me there. I want to say thanks to Matt and all my friends at Empower Radio. Thanks, Matt, for producing the show today. I really needed your help desperately. And also, our friends over at Stitcher Radio and iHeartRadio, and tune in. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the show at iTunes.com for free. All right. Thanks so much. And really hope you'll tune in next week. Share the show. Thanks for being here. I'm Nancy Newcomer. Talk to you next time. It's The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Bye now.